From WCRS News, this is 102.1 News Brief for December 2012. President Obama was reelected 4 more years by the American people on November 6. Despite tough economic times, from the Rust Belt through the Midwest, he swept the American Valley clean. From Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin, constituents remain faithful and true to the 44th president. Obama pledged to stay the course and said the best is yet to come. In spite of the victory, President Obama has a perilous political agenda ahead. He must put aside partisan politics with a majority Republican House of Representatives and address serious issues like fixing the fiscal cliff, tax cuts for the wealthy, ending of two wars, and trimming billions from the national debt, which now looms near $15 trillion. The president won a variety of social segments of the population, 91% of the African American vote he captured. He also gained 66% of the Latino vote. One out of every three females voted for President Obama. He also won the majority of the gay and lesbian vote. The fiscal cliff will be the first order of business when President Obama returns to Capitol Hill. Speaker of the House John Boehner expressed working with the president on how they could avoid sending the economy back into a recession. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives won't be easy for the president to deal with, but Obama said it's critical that we solve these issues now, or all Americans will suffer. Financial analysts warn consumers that even if the House and Senate agree to most terms to avoid the fiscal cliff, tax increases for all Americans is inevitable January 1st. General David Petraeus resigned in November amid allegations of an extramarital affair. He submitted to President Obama a letter of resignation after FBI agents were tipped off by Mrs. Kelly, a Tampa socialite, that she received threatening emails from Petraeus' mistress, Paula Bradwell. The investigation as to if national security had been compromised is still unknown. The CIA and the FBI are still looking into the matter and trying to piece together who or what was involved before pursuing criminal prosecution action. Pakistani girl who was wounded in an attack weeks ago for speaking out against the Taliban is making remarkable recovery. Mullally is overwhelmed by the worldwide support she is receiving from around the world. Doctors in a British hospital where the girl is hospitalized think she will make a full recovery with rehabilitation after being shot in the head. In local news, a 4.3 earthquake rattled parts of southern Ohio in November. Nearby Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee felt the tremor. Residents in central Ohio also felt the rumbling as far north as Westerville, going east towards Zanesville. There was no serious damage reported. Geophysicist John Bellini said the quake was mild and not likely to cause any loss of life. Jack Schultz and your entertainment news next.
Hi, I'm Jack Schultz with your entertainment news. Music is the focus as Spike Lee examines Michael Jackson's song Bad at 25, the subject of the director's documentary of a legendary figure who in the past 20 years is known more as a tabloid figure. With Bad 25, though, there's an in-depth look at the creative process behind Michael Jackson's 1987 album on its silver anniversary. Spike Lee reintroduces us to the young man audiences knew before problems came in Michael's life. But people are getting back to his music again. Lee talked with filmmaker, photographers, and musicians who collaborated with Jackson. On Bad, among them, Martin Scorsese. Footage, commentary from stars were influenced by him, such as Mariah Carey and Kanye West. The song Bad posed pressure in the 1982's The Thriller, the best song of all time. Emphasis, though, is on Jackson's artistry. Backup singer of Jackson, Sheryl Crow, said he could change molecules in a room. She said, "I never heard a description like that, but it's very appropriate." Spike Lee and Jackson, on the other hand, weren't close, but did play in a film together called They Don't Care About Us in 1996. They had no personal insights. Full-length DVD is expected out early next year of Michael Jackson. For your entertainment news, I'm Jack Schultz.
In sports news, the Ohio State Buckeyes maintain their 12-0 undefeated status. Their latest conquest was winning victory over the Michigan Wolverines in a 26-21 score at a packed stadium at OSU's Horseshoe. The most valuable player is Braxton Miller. The second quarter proved to be peril for the Wolverines as the Buckeyes scored the entire second half of the game. This 102.1 98.3 FM news brief was sponsored by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is seeking volunteers to give blood. Go to their location at 995 East Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio, or feel free to visit them at their website at www.theredcross.org. I'm Tyrone Capers for this 102.1 news brief, a production of WCRS News.